Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week we are on week 18.
Amen.
Son of man and humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
God's building.
Amen.
So as we know, God's building is not something physical. It's not a physical thing. God's building is a corporate man.
Amen.
A God man for God's expression and representation.
Amen.
But however, in our natural mind, when we talk about God's building, we may still think that, oh, we need a much of divine life. We need to grow in life. So we may pay a little attention to the humanity of Jesus. So in this week, we see the importance, the humanity of Jesus. And also, as the whole Bible and the book of Ezekiel in particular, we see God's central thought and arrangement are always on man. He wants to gain a God man, a corporate man for his representation and expression. And from the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, we see God created man according to his image and his likeness for the purpose of having man to express him and represent him. But the man fell. So God's expression was marred, and his dominion was no longer with man. However, God's intention was not discerned. So he himself became a man. He was incarnated to be Jesus Christ,
Amen.
A God-man. And this man, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God,
Amen.
And also the Son of man.
Amen.
As the Son of God, he expressed God. He lived God, and he manifested God. But as the Son of man, he lived like a normal man, experienced a bountiful God in his rich attributes, through his human virtues. And even we read the Gospels, we see how the Lord live a human life in resurrection.
Amen.
He daily put himself to the cross, rejecting himself to take the Father's will and take the Father's way. And he lived the divine life in the human life. He didn't, as we see, he didn't just heal the sick. He didn't just taught people. He just didn't make disciples or raise the dead. But he lived out the resurrected humanity.
Amen.
Jesus lived in his humanity, but he didn't live a life of his humanity. He lived a humanity in resurrection.
Right.
And also we see, when the Lord was on earth, his humanity was so balanced, so fine. He's so gentle, so tender, and so even. And we see when it was time for joy, he was joyful. And when it was time for tears, he wept. And also in the Gospel of Matthew, we see the Lord, sometimes he was bold in rebuking the evils.
Right.
But he was not rough. He rebuked them in a very, very gentle way. Not in a rough way. Mm-hmm. And also in this book, in this week we see the book of Ezekiel is full of humanities.
Amen.
O Lord Jesus. In Ezekiel chapter 1, we see Christ on the throne is a man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
On the throne, upon the throne, there is a man. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And also in chapter, when we go on to Ezekiel, we went to chapter 41st, we see all the building parts related to a temple are paneled with wood. And as we know, wood in the Bible signifies humanity.
Amen.
Especially the uplifted humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
So we see how the importance of the humanity is. And at the end of Ezekiel, in chapter 43, we see when the glory comes back to the temple, Christ is there. The man is still there. So we see, even in the glory, Christ is revealed as a man.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
He's a man. He's a Son of man.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And also, we see in the book of Ezekiel, the term Son of Man is used more than 90 times. And this indicates how God desires to gain a man.
Amen.
Gain a corporate man, a God man. And also we see the one on the throne looks like a man, yet with him there is the appearance of the glory of Jehovah, indicating that the one sitting on the throne is both God and man.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to partake of the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
And the Lord went through a process. When he was ascended, he ascended as a man.
Amen.
He became the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
And all the humanity of Jesus is in this spirit.
Amen.
For us to experience, for our enjoyment.
Amen.
So today, if we really want to live out the humanity of Jesus, we need to access our spirit.
Amen.
We need to pre-read his word.
Amen.
To touch the humanity of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this week I was really reminded that, Lord, in our church life, especially in our daily living, in our marriage life, especially to me, in my marriage life, so Lord, did I really live out the humanity of Jesus? When I'm with my wife, am I really partaking the humanity of Jesus?
Amen.
The way I speak to my wife, the way we live together is really a life that Jesus lived on this earth.
Amen.
And also I was reminded that in the gospel, when the Lord, he was called Peter. At that time, he was called Peter, but he even didn't do magic things. He just told Peter, follow me, run after me. Then Peter, as a fisherman, he gave up his fishing. He followed the Lord. It was so marvelous. I think that at that time, Peter must have saw something. He didn't see, because the Lord didn't do anything magic. I think he saw something from the Lord, that is the humanity of Jesus. He was attracted by the Lord. The Lord is so human in this way. So we need to pay attention to this and partake of the humanity of Jesus in the church life. And also, I was really enjoying that Brother Minaro, he said in the opening, that a lot of problems in the church life is because we lack the humanity of Jesus.
Yes.
When we are with the saints, we are in our human natural humanity. So actually this is not pleasing to the Lord. And this is damage to the body. So we all need to learn to live the humanity of Jesus in resurrection, but take up the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Maybe we can read day 6. This is a very practical for us. Under point E, 1 to 5.
They are online, don't
they?
Day 6 or
online? 1 to 5.
Oh, they
day
are
6,
online.
Yeah. Online. The Spirit of Jesus is a particular expression concerning the Spirit of God and refers to the Spirit of the incarnated Savior, who as Jesus in his humanity passed through human living and death on the cross. In the Spirit of Jesus, there is not only the divine element of God, but also the human element of Jesus and the element of his human living. And he suffered of death as well. He uplifted and resurrected the human nature of Jesus is in the Spirit of Jesus. The virtues of lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering, which are required for keeping the oneness of the Spirit, are included in the Spirit of Jesus. In resurrection, Christ, who was the only begotten Son of God, in his divinity, was born of God in his humanity, to be the firstborn Son of God. It's okay, yeah. Praise the Lord. So, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, this one is in us. It's in our spirit. We need to access our spirit to enjoy this one. And also, we need to pay attention. When we talk about the humanity of Jesus, it's for God's building. It's not for us spiritually, not to cultivate us, not to make us good brother or sister. It's for God's building. So praise the Lord. We all need to partake of the humanity of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
So two verses stood out to me this week. So one was Ephesians 4:2. So the humanity of Jesus is required for God's building.
Amen.
It's not optional. It's not nice to have. It's a requirement.
Amen.
Our natural humanity is not good for the building.
Amen.
The humanity of Jesus is required for the building.
Amen.
So his humanity is not a natural humanity. It's a humanity. It's humanity, but it's in resurrection.
Amen.
So it's another. That's the humanity we need for the building. So that's why Ephesians 4:2 touched me very much. So it says, "We with all lowliness,
amen,
and meekness."
Yes.
With, are you lowly?
Oh, low.
Lowly means to stay in a low state. Are you meek? Meek means not to fight for yourself.
Oh, no.
Are you meek? No, I'm not meek. With long suffering. Can you suffer the brothers and sisters with love?
No.
Bearing one another in love? That's the humanity. That's a humanity in resurrection.
Amen. And
so what that means is we need to, day by day, moment by moment, we need to continually to contact the Lord. We need to eat Him and drink Him as the life-giving Spirit in our spirit. Then we start to be saturated and transformed with His humanity. And so these words can become us there, because this is the humanity of Jesus that's required for the keeping of the oneness of the Spirit. So the other verse that touched me was this week was 2 Corinthians, on day 5, 2 Corinthians 4:10. So in it, twice in these verses, it has the phrase, the life of Jesus also. The life of Jesus also. So this is to have the humanity of Jesus, the humanity in resurrection. If we can say in us, if some others look at us and they can say, oh, there's an also with Brother Kyle, there's an also. The life of Jesus also. So we all have our environment, our situation. So outwardly people can see that, they can see that. And we all have our natural life. If we live by our natural life, that is expressed also. They can see that. Those are not lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, those are other words. But we want, so the vision is, the practice is, for the building, there's the life of Jesus also.
Amen.
There's the also.
Amen.
So in our life, there's the also. The life, not our life, so it's divine life, the Zoe, life, the Zoe of Jesus.
Amen.
Also. So in our situation, in our environment, in our day, in our whatever it is, there's the life, there's the also.
Amen.
That's the humanity of Jesus for God's building.
Amen. Amen.
I'm really impressed by that also. You know?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel that after the meeting, I have that also. But maybe like 2 days after the meeting, I'm not also anymore. It's just Austin's humanity. I feel that, you know, the Lord, I really don't like reading the morning revival. That's my personal preference. That's my humanity. But the Lord surrounded me, like the YP material is about the humanity of Jesus. The college Bible study is about the humanity of Jesus. Basically, all the material surrounding my life right now is about the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
But yeah, to get into it, like I feel that in the college Bible study, we talk that we need to eat the Lord in order to have the humanity of Jesus. And I feel like I haven't been doing much eating. Like in the meeting, like it's easy to eat because the saints share and then you're also reading and it's easy to eat. But in our daily living, it's kind of like sometimes when your life is going very good, you actually don't like turn to the Lord to eat Him. It's yes, you're satisfied with your own humanity, and you're not willing to eat the Lord and to gain more of His humanity. You know, that was my situation this week. It was that I was just content with my position. Nothing bad happened, nothing good happened, so I'm fine, you know? I don't need to eat the Lord, really. The Lord, it can't be like that. Because if we want to be built up with the saints or to build up the body, we can't be... Our humanity is not good enough, right? We need the Lord's humanity.
Yes.
Otherwise, if we're just all content with the way things are, the body will never be built.
Amen.
And then it's just stagnant, just there. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate what Austin shared. We make a promise. We both will share, prophesy here. Amen. The last meeting, we talked about this message. You talk about the vision of the holy building of God in its outstanding features, right? During the corporate meeting, talk about the outstanding feature. And continue two messages, talk about the inward, still is the outstanding future. And today's is talk about the Son of the Man and the humanity of Jesus for God's building, amen? And next week, we'll talk about the cross in the center of the universe being measured by God's building, amen? Three continue together. Last week, we talked about there's a 10 point. We talked about maybe a little bit outward about the measurement size. Maybe talk about the other thing. But this week, we start talk about the inner. The inner very important things is talk about the humanity. And you know, Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel is one of the Old Testament talk about a lot of humanity. According to the measurement, according to the size, you see the old material built together. The size, you see a lot of talk about the six, our brother just fishing, six cubits. Talk about a lot of times. You see, show us a verse from the 43, verse 3, verse 5, verse 8, and 41, I'll talk about 16. A lot of us need to talk about the number six, that signifies the humanity. Then also the material, also talk about the wood. Also talk about the wood, that signifies the humanity. Also, a very important word come to the Ezekiel, the brother shared with us, more than 90 times, talk about the Son of the Man.
Amen.
Son of the Man. Talk more than 90 times. According to the New Testament, talk about the Son of the Man. Most of the talk in the Gospel, talk about the Jesus incarnation. I study. Matthew, talk about the Son of the Man, talk about 32 times. Talk about the Son of the God, 10 times. And Mark, talk about the Son of the Man, 14 times. And talk about the Son of the God, only 3 times. But the Gospel of Luke, talk about the Son of the Man, 22 times. But talk about the Son of God only 4 times. The Gospel of John, talk about the Son of the Man 12 times. And talk about the Son of God only 10 times. You see, added together only 80 times, talk about the Son of the Man. 80 times. But only in the Ezekiel book, talk about how many times? More than 90 times. Amen. That's you see the outline they say. Ezekiel is the book full of the humanity. And the book Ezekiel, the term Son of the Man is used more than 90 times in your outline. Roman number 1 and talk about them. Hey. I also touch the way, because even when the Manuel Chen shared this message, he shared his that day he won't share the message. He won't share the message. But when he came to the meeting, he was a little bit late. Then the usher, called Benjamin Chen, stop him, tell him, if you're late, you need to go to the other door. Then he feels, oh wow, he said, since right during the time he shared his message, he's still feeling not too happy. But Benjamin texted to him, he said, "Oh, brother, not because I don't know you are a blending brother. I feel sorry, stop you." He said, "But during that time, he regretted, confessed. He said, oh, I should repent because so many years, I still have the lower, very lower, the corrupt humanity. If somebody despises me, I was mad. I don't feel happy." But even it's too fast. But he said, only the humanity of Jesus, that uplifting, resurrected, and that humanity can build up the church.
Amen.
In our natural humanity, we cannot build up the church. I agree, like Benjamin. I don't know you, but me too. Sometimes in the church life, you talk very nice, very humble or something. But when you go home, you talk to your wife. Ooh, wow. A lot of tough times, you know, very low humanity. Even your wife, your honey, your 1.5 cubit, you cannot build up together. How can you build up with all the sins?
Amen.
Wow, that's really save our life. Also, this message show us the way, how to. He said, for God's building, we need to be the most human of the people, those who are Jesusly human. It's not our humanity, okay? He told us how to do. He talked about something, I read for you. He said, through the Christ redemption, we are brought back to the proper humanity. The first way, thanks God we have a Christ redemption. That's the first one. And also, number one, the Christ terminated on the cross was our old man, our fallen humanity, cross. Cross is the way. And the second one, in Christ's resurrection, God regenerates. Thanks God, we have his resurrection and regenerate us. God created the proper humanity. Amen. And also, the humanity that we now have, the God's building, is the uplifting and resurrected and the humanity of the Jesus.
Amen.
The outline is very
Amen.
Good. Amen.
Amen.
I send sometimes verses to my son. I want to read what I said this week. He's actually living in the campus. I said to him, I wrote Colossians 4:5. Says, walking in wisdom towards those who are without. Because he had a lot of friends. Walking in wisdom towards those who are without, redeeming the time. 4:6 says, let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. So, for many years, I was confused with this Son of God, Son of Man. I used to say, what's the difference? This week was very clear. Right? So very clear that the Son of, we need to believe in the Son of God, not the Son of Man. Like God is here. Like it says, after we have received eternal life, we must first realize that this Jesus, who is the Son of God, is also the Son of Man. His divinity is life for us. So God is the Son of God is for life. But his humanity is for the building of God. God's building needs his humanity. We need Jesus as the Son of God, but God needs the Lord Jesus as the Son of Man to build the church, right? So, when I send this to my son, he probably won't understand much of the Son of Man, right? But I know he has a seat. He has a lot, many friends. Friends like him because they probably see something different in him. That's why he made a lot of friends, probably. Right? But in order for us really to express the Son of Man, the divine Son of Man, we really have to deny ourselves, the natural man. And in that sense, the resurrected man could be expressed. And it's not easy when you're young. I mean, we shouldn't think that okay, we will make no mistake. We're going to make a lot of mistakes, especially when I still make mistakes, even though I understand all this. I make a lot of mistakes.
Amen.
But a good thing is that we have First John. Instead of we confess our sins, you know, he has kept his blood with clean and forgiven. Right? And this is what I appreciate, that we have now, we understand now that the Son of Man, the divine Son of Man, should be my life every day. Amen. And we should see, when we speak, well, like I read those verses, when we walk with wisdom, we talk towards those we are without, and your speech be with grace and soul, should be the Son of Man, the divine Son of Man, who will speak and show you, blaspheming, co-workers, friends, neighbors, right? So they can see the Son of Man, Jesus, actually, in us. And this requires a lot of praying. A lot of praying, a lot of really denying ourselves. And takes some work. Now we're gonna, like I said, we're gonna make a lot of mistakes because we still have the natural man also. Right? We have the old man. So we get up in the morning with the old man. But if we call his name and start reading the word, let's tell our kids, let's read the word so the new man comes out. This is the Son of Man.
Amen.
Every morning. And I appreciate this week because it really clarified, you know, all these things to me, between the difference between the Son of God and the Son of Man. And this Son of Man is a new man. Not the old man. The old man gets up in the morning. But as you call his name and give thanks to the Lord for giving us a new life, a new day, then the new man start and come out. Come out, and then as we read his word, as we eat, like brother said, as we eat, the more we eat, then the new man stay all day, you know, all week. But the enemy, remember, the Lord said the gates of hate will rise up, but will not prevail because the Son of Man is in our life.
Amen.
It's inside of us.
Praise
Amen.
The
Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So this week I enjoyed the reading of the material, and although I, you know, when I in the morning I read this, I did not, you know, come out specific things, but I remember, you know, I enjoyed reading this. So, and also when we talk about like the Son of Man, and talk about the humanity of Jesus. So, and I fellowship to us, so we try to pin down to some specific things we can do. Like recently, my wife and I, we just talk about, like they're sharing something the church has, the family with kids, and then talk about some, you know, some practices. And one of the practices, you know, you can focus on one thing to practice for 1 month. So in that way, you know, it's a kind of, you know, really, you're going to experience that. So for my example, recently, you know, the Lord's just lead me to do a very simple thing. It's like if you take something from somewhere, you try to put it back. It's so simple. Even the kids, you know, we train the kids. But I just realized, you know, I have a family with 6 members. Like, so we need a lot of humanity, you know. You know, a lot of times when I was tired and I saw those shoes, like you know, then I'm gonna more discourage it. So from the very beginning, I figured out the very thing we can do is each person, if you pick something from somewhere, you put it back. Like including Joshua, Mr. Joshua Wu. So we can practice that. And then also like, you know, the very old thing, if I talk to everybody can know, you know, you try to fold your bedding, you know, when you got up. Very hard to do, actually. Very hard to do. I know the young people in summer school trips, they did pretty well. Like, but once at home, 1 week later, you know, we cannot see that, you know. Well, sometimes still there, but sometimes not. I'm not talking about everybody, but it just, so... we can pick some simple thing to do, and you can pray to the Lord, like, what you can lead me. It's not like, also it's not like our natural ability, and I have to do this. And but we can pray to the Lord, say, Lord, lead me. Like this one, I can testify, really, Lord, like doing something in my deep thing, like other than read my Bible, one of the things I remember is, if I pick something, then I need to put it back. So may Lord be with us in training this humanity.
Amen.
For the building of the church.
Amen.
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 This was a difficult week because, you know, I don't have the humanity of Jesus. So we're on the way. So one thing that yesterday, the morning revival in our time, or PSRP, our brother, said this phrase, which really touched me. Because we need the Spirit of Jesus, right, to be uplifted for God's building. Because he said, do not be content to be in the process of being dealt with. Do not be content to be in the process of being dealt with. And that really, you know, in order to have the humanity of Jesus, we really need to be dealt with.
Yeah.
Because we don't have it. Because we're fallen. So, you know, we talk about, oh, we're being transformed. Well, how are you today? Oh, well, I'm, you know, being dealt with by the Lord. Oh, I'm in the dealings. And, you know, we continuously, you know, envision ourselves, you know, well, yes, I'm being, well, I'm still human. I'm not there yet. I'm being transformed. Just like the Jacob, you know. And so I really considered that, you know, this is, yeah, I know that I'm being dealt with, but I guess I've become content to be in this process, right? Even though I don't really like the process, but I can't graduate from that process.
Amen.
And so we see that to have the humanity of Jesus requires our allowing ourselves to be dealt with and continuously, you know, getting past that stage so that we can be like the Lord. You know, the Lord, he's the only one. It's his humanity. It's his whole being that causes us to leave our idols. And we see in the life of Jacob here, in the life study 78, we see that Jacob, you know, he saw this dream, right, in chapter, I guess it was chapter 35. Actually, I don't remember the chapter. But here he had a dream, and he had a revelation of the house of God. Right? And it was all wonderful. The Lord had revealed Bethel to him. But then, the next day, he continued to walk the same way he did before. And it says here, he was even worse than he was before. He continued supplanting. Right? He said he was even more Jacobian after the dream than ever before. So the dream didn't really change him. And so a lot of things happened that occurred that, but he was never changed. Right, so even though he had a lot of sufferings, and it says here that in chapter 34, something happened in Jacob's life that touched him, like his only daughter became defiled, right? And this touched him, you know, and this caused him a lot of trouble because there was a lot of, they slaughtered the people. It was just a terrible thing. And after this, it really touched Jacob. And then it says that after this, Jacob's heart had been touched, and as a result, he was ready to hear the word of the Lord. So he wasn't really transformed either. He was just ready to hear God's word. And so then the Lord told him, arise, go to Bethel, dwell there, you know, and make an altar. So as, you know, all these sufferings were going on, he was getting closer and closer, but that was still all part of the dealings. Because after that, you know, he told the people to take away, you know, all the defilement, the earrings, and, you know, all these things. And one thing that after he told them to do that, it says after Jacob and all those with him had put away the idols, purified themselves, and changed their garments, meaning changed their manner of life, a terror from God fell upon the city people. This, their clearance and purification, terrified the enemy. So when they purified themselves, even the enemy was afraid of them. You know, and so we're at this point, you know, that we're going on, and a lot of people died, you know, in chapter 35, all of the things of Jacob. This one died, the nurse died, you know, Rachel died, you know, a lot of people died, and so he kept losing and losing and losing people to the point where, you know, he still wasn't transformed, you know, or actually he began to be transformed. And then later on, you know, there's other incidences in which God sacrificed the people because he would not go to the place where he needed to be, right? And the Lord still does that in us. And that's because we don't have the humanity of Jesus. So we need to, I guess, pass the dealing stage. So if we keep, not, if we don't pass the test, the dealings will continue in the same place, in the same way.
Amen.
You don't pass this one, you go to the next one, it'll be worse, right? And so that we can be useful for God's economy, because only the humanity of Jesus can, you know, can build others. Only this humanity can, you know, can minister life to others. And that's what we're here, right? We, you know, our greatest joy is that when we preach the gospel, our greatest joy is when someone is touched. And so we really need to continue. And I it says here in the very last words from our brother Minora was how to do it. It's very simple. Eat Jesus.
Amen.
Masticate Jesus. We all go back to the same thing. Eat the Lord. I'm so touched. My sister Ping, she sends me these verses all the time. You know, I have a special ring for Sister Ping, so I know when it's her. And so when I hear that little ding, ding, I know that she's sending me verses, and it makes me so. It's really so wonderful that in the middle of the day I can just eat those verses. So really so simple, because I don't know if I'm ever going to get there, but. Eating that the humanity of Jesus will penetrate, you know, into our being.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is a tough week, because when we want to stand up, we always think about, okay, do I have this humanity? But I agree, it's from the Satan's, you know, idea. You don't need to think about yourself, you only focus on Jesus.
Amen.
And I really touched, because I don't know why, but this week I just keep on very touched on one word, mingle. I just think, just feel myself need more mingling with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because if we want to be more like the Lord, we have to be more mingle with Him. Mm-hmm. Mingle need time, and need a break. Lord already break himself for us, because he wants to mingle with us. So
Amen.
On our part, we need to have a will, you know, willing to be brave. Like sometimes I know I have some, you know, shortness, but I really don't want to change it. If you want to change it, you're open to the Lord. Even if it's hard, Lord will have some way to change it. But sometimes I know this one is really, really hard. I really don't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, still we need to, you know, come to the Lord to at least be willing to be changed by the Lord.
Amen.
Because in the church life, the divinity is for life, but mm-hmm. humanity is for building up.
Amen.
If we don't have a proper humanity, how the church will be built up?
Mm-hmm.
We can't expect that everybody else around you is have a very divine, you know, nature. Whatever you, how bad you are, you will accept. You know, you will expect other people to accept you. It's not the case, because everybody around you is just like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's we be all fallen, you know,
it's
poisoned
true.
And damaged, you know, human. So we have to be don't ever expect other people to change, but you have to change yourself.
Amen.
First. Yeah. So anyway, this week I really touched by the mingle. We need to spend more time with the Lord. Even we are really, really busy. I know everybody is super busy these days, because that's Satan's, you know, plan. Because
Amen.
They want to make us to be busy and to be tired, to have no strength to give the Lord.
Amen.
But we have to, you know, really, beg the Lord to give us wisdom, how to, you know, to mingle with him more.
Amen.
I think last week we talked about the building, and this week we talk about men. I think, you know, for God's building, he really needs men to be, you know, to cooperate with him.
Yes.
And I don't know if you pay attention to these two sentences. One was on day one. It says he wants to work himself into us, making us the same as he is. Even more, making himself the same as we are. Amen. And when I read this, I was shocked, because I always tell my children, you know, don't be like me. If you want to learn about, you know, something, you know, pattern, you know, don't lose your temper, you know, try to learn from Kyle. Don't look at me. But then when I see this, and I was like, probably this is a typo. And then day two, it says again, it says, God's desire is to become the same as man is, and to make man the same as he is. But then on day two, it actually explains. It says this means that God's intention is to mingle himself with man, and thereby make himself like man and make man like him. So I was very touched by brothers and sisters sharing. You know, we are not there yet. You know, when I look myself, like yesterday I shared at the young people's meeting, you know, like, I think that the Lord actually used a lot of different, you know, opportunities and different people, different environment to remind us to turn back to Him. Amen. Because, like, we are so natural, you know. Actually, every day, you know, when I talk, when I think, you know, and to be honest, I'm really afraid that the Lord would want to be like me, you know, because for the things I do, for the ways I think, I just think that we are so fallen. But praise the Lord, I think that, you know, we still have hope, because whenever we turn to the Lord will remind us.
Amen.
We belong to Him. So we still have hope. And then, you know, on I think it's on day two, it talks about the four living creatures. And I think that actually the way to be built up, I really think that we need to come together. Recently, I listened to one testimony of a brother. He said that when he first came into the church life, he always came 5 minutes late. And he always go 5 minutes early, because he's afraid. You know, he can sit in the meeting, and, you know, to listen to all the sharing. You know, he can enjoy the Lord, and then the Lord is his Lord only. But then he never wants to, you know, communicate with people, because that gets too complicated. But actually, I think it's the Lord's wisdom to put us together. So whenever we talk to each other, we know that, oh, okay, we need to be adjusted. You know, there are, you know, probably even at home, Kyle cannot say something to me because I would lose my temper. But then in the church, if a brother or a sister says something to me, I have to listen. You know, so the Lord always has this wisdom to balance us. If this person cannot change us, then he will arrange something or some people
Amen.
To be around us, and
Amen.
We will be adjusted, and then we can be his expression.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thanks God.
Amen. Right. So Kyle, if you want to say something to your wife, just tell me. I was at the war too. I'm sorry. I should share something, but everyone thinks that, oh, Neil, just funny, you know. I have very, 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 very bad temper. I can, like this. But in certain environment, maybe you cannot do it. I met one guy 31 years ago. I met him. He's terrible. He's so proud of himself. His heart full of hatred. 30 plus year after I met him. Again, between this, I never see this guy. I met him again, he's the same. And his hatred inside of him is grow and grow much bigger. Because no one dare to talk to him. No one dare to tell him certain things. The reason I say this is because I was trying to say something, I'm Christian, you know, my wife's Christian, tell them how we worship the Lord, right? Mm-hmm. So when the thing's coming up, my temper, oh, I know my temper is up to here now, but suddenly I think, oh no, I just preach gospel to them. Now if I get mad, my temper is coming up, they will say, forget about this, you know, this guy is a fake. A lot of time I feel that I'm just fake. I just pretend. Humanity. What humanity? Look at my humanity. Like I say, I have very bad temper. But this is not what I want to share. I want to share something with, continue for a few weeks ago, I say that when I read the Ezekiel, at that time I just started, I tell my wife, oh, God's so mad. See that? He's doing this and he's doing that. Now after that, I continue to read the Bible. Ezekiel, I finished it. Eventually, God asked Ezekiel, telling his people that he will bring them back from all their places. And he will let them build a temple for him. And his glory will fill up the temple. And this temple today is inside of us also, because there's one throne. And that throne is our God sit there. He's judging us, he's helping us, his glory is fulfilled the whole things in our body, in our spirit. If, I don't know, I'm not trying to against anyone. Humanity is good. But I'm just look at myself. I have very bad temper. Alright? I cannot control it. Talking about take something and put it back. Not me, the other one in my house doing that all the time, the temper is there, okay? And for all these years, you still open it, never close it. Take it out, never put it back. I close it, I put it back. All right, so does that make me a better person? No. Why? Because my anger is there. I always say, hey, hello, what happened here? Then I shut the door, shut the whatever drawer. It's not going to help anything. But I believe it's just one day when I want to do something, inside of me, certainly there are something shining. I believe that throne, the God, Lord, glory is fulfilled at that time. Then I will not do that. I will back off. So, in today, I want to just say that the only begotten Son, which is shows on day 6. The next one is becoming the firstborn Son of God. And the only begotten Son is the only one. Firstborn, that means there's a much more is coming. And that's you and me. And we do have this opportunity that the temple, that the throne, sit inside of our spirit. Amen. To be our Lord. Amen. To guide us.
Amen.
We still have enough time for two or three sharing each within 2 minutes.
So this week's message reminds me the importance of transformation to build up the church. So I guess the humanity exists in our soul. And in that case, that means the humanity will be influenced by either the spirit or the body. Since we inherit the human natural body, so we have sin in our body, that means that kind of sin might corrupt our humanity. So we have corrupted humanity. But on the other hand, Jesus, he has the shape of the body, but there's no sin in that body, so he just can mingle perfectly with his divine life. So that means we have to be transformed by our spirit. Otherwise, we will be continually be corrupted by our body. So only after we have purified our humanity, which is the way we deal with people around us and how to deal with the things we encounter, then we can be the building block of the church, because that church is a very special and abstract building, which needs a very special building blocks, which is our purified humanity.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I enjoy day 5, the verses. It says 2 Corinthians 4:10 to 11. Always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus.
Amen.
So the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. And then it kind of go with the Philippians, what we went over on Friday. It's like Philippians 3:10, to know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. So when I first get saved, sometimes you know how people pray, they will say, Lord, deal with me. Like, I want to be conformed to your death. And then I was like, that time I didn't really know that when the Lord is dealing with you, it's actually very painful. And then I was like, but then later on I know that, so I never pray about that anymore. But then now I realize, was like, when I read the Philippians 3:10 with Christ, it's actually he goes through the death and suffering first. Then when he gets resurrected, and because of the process that he went through, that right now we can actually, we will go through his resurrection first. And with the power that we receive from his resurrection, then we can actually participate in his suffering and conform to his death. And then I appreciate that on day 3 it says that the resurrection is not a matter of time, but a matter of his person, because he is the resurrection. So whenever we turn to him, whenever we turn back to our spirit, then we are in the resurrection life.
Amen.
Yes. In reading this week, I was thinking about the expression of the proper humanity. And it talks, you know, there's several days that talk about, you know, the difference between the Son of God and the Son of Man. And it kind of really struck me that our Lord could have just been the Son of Man on earth. And in a way that means he wouldn't necessarily need to interact with people. As the Son of Man, that's his divinity, right? That's what he is, right? It's not dependent on other things. I guess it's how I want to phrase it. But as the Son of Man, he needs to be part of humanity, right? Mm-hmm. He needs it in the book of Luke. It talks about, right, his parentage and where he grew up and his childhood, right? These are all things where you have to be related to other people in order to be the Son of Man. And in a way, it's very easy to think of our Lord as just the Son of God, right? Just divinity and just, you know, just high above, right? And in a way, it's easy to be isolated and think of things that way, right? You can experience the Son of God by yourself. You can experience that in, you know, your individual Bible reading, in these things. It doesn't require you to be built up with others or to interact with others. But our Lord didn't do that, right? Our Lord, you know, deliberately reached out. He traveled. He brought the disciples. He met people, and everywhere he went, he was able to demonstrate his perfect humanity.
Amen.
If he didn't touch these people, if he didn't have these interactions, I don't think we would have this picture of his humanity, right? Even to, at the age of 12, right, obeying his parents. I guess when we think of that story, we're like, oh, you know, the Lord Jesus is so obedient, right? And his parents weren't wrong. Like, it wasn't really a matter of right or wrong, right? It was a matter of, like, he's the Son of God, right? What he does is sort of inherently right. But that's not the proper humanity that he wants to express to us, right? He could have said, like, why are you scolding me? I'm the son of God. Of course I'm going to be in the temple, right? But he submitted himself to his parents, and that was because that was how to express the proper humanity, because there was someone else, right? If he is always in his divinity, then he doesn't have this experience, and we don't have this pattern. And I also was really touched by a line about how God needed the Son of Man, right? We need the Son of God, but God needs the Son of Man.
Amen.
Right? Because that's how his body can be built. And that's why it's easy to say, like, I can be a good Christian by myself or just with the people I like. But that's not the proper humanity. It really is, I need to be with other people, people I don't like. I need to be with the saints, right? And I may not like all of them the same way. I may not get along with them inhumanly with them, but that's where the Son of Man comes in. That's where the perfect humanity comes in. And that's how the church can be built. And so it's easy to sort of isolate yourself or not look at yourself and think this is fine, everything is fine. But when the Lord leads us to others, that's for a reason, right? It's to be built. It's always to be built up together. And it may take time, and it may take a lot of effort, and it may take a lot of breaking down and building back up. But the Lord will accomplish this. And then we also can achieve this perfect humanity.
Amen. Also, I appreciate the same thing. In day 3, it says, we need Jesus as the Son of God, but God needs him as the Son of Man. A line before, his divinity is life to us, but his humanity is for the building of God. God's building needs his humanity.
Amen.
And I just, from everyone sharing, I feel like the same thing. It's just very exposing because I realize, you know, I'm not there yet. But on the other hand, I feel like it's so encouraging because we see who the Lord Jesus is. He is the Son of God, and he is also the Son of Man.
Amen.
And in his coming, he lived to die, and he died to live, right? His living was a perfect humanity, but not by his own humanity, but actually it was a living of a humanity in resurrection. So he didn't live by his own perfect human life. He lived by the Father as his source. And then just seeing, just realizing that that's who he is. And then I just really appreciated the last point in the outline, because we see that actually all of who he was and his living is now in the Spirit of Jesus.
Amen.
We see in the Spirit of Jesus, there's not only the divine element of God, but also the human element of Jesus and the elements of his human living and his suffering of death as well. And so I just appreciated what one of the sisters shared. We need to eat Jesus. We need to learn to eat, because if we eat him, then we can live because of him. And this living that comes out is one that is exactly the same as he is, because he's the only one who is qualified to be the one in the building of God, right?
Amen.
It's not our own natural humanity. It's not our trying to be more patient with my children. It's not my trying to do this or that. Actually, it has to be the humanity of Jesus in me, lived out from me. And I just appreciate that it's in the Spirit. And then the last thing is just the virtue. I just appreciate that it's very practical, because it comes down to what everybody said. It comes down to our actually, when we're together, I'm always exposed, because I realize that's just me. That's just me, right? But I just appreciate here it says, the virtues of lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering, which are required for keeping the oneness of the Spirit, are included in the Spirit of Jesus. And I think, anyways, I'm just so exposed, because my I'm not long-suffering, you know. I'm very, especially with my family, I'm just, you know, but realizing that in the Spirit of Jesus are all of these elements, right? And even we see in the compound ointment, all of his death and his resurrection, his humanity, it's all in the Spirit of Jesus,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
So his humanity is available to us.
Right.
So I just pray that the Lord would cause me to be hungry, right?
Amen.
So I would eat him, live because of him, and then it's not just so that I could live in such a way, but actually it's for the building of God.
Yeah,
right?
Amen.
And I was, when I read that, I was just like, oh, God needs him as the Son of Man. The building of God requires the humanity of Jesus, right?
Amen.
It requires the wood overlaid with the gold. And it's just like, oh, I don't know. I just like, I mean, I've heard it so many times, but when I read that, I was just like, oh, that means we need to experience the humanity of Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Otherwise, there's no building, right? Amen. So, oh Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. This week's message, I think, is really very deep and profound. You know, for my own experience from before is, you know, it's easy for us to see the Lord is Son of God, right? When we receive the Lord, we actually see the Lord is Son of God. But it take me, or maybe most of us, take me to many years to see our Lord is Son of Man.
Amen.
I still remember, you know, many, many years ago, there's a brother shared to me, and I feel, wow, that's opening my eyes. He said, you know, Satan used, when we are still not believers, you know, the Satan used the tactic, trying to let blind us to see the Lord is Son of God. But once we are saved, he changed the tactic. He tried to blind us to see, not to see, he is the Son of Man. Because if we see the Son of Man, then we know that the God has an eternal purpose. His for his building, right? So his Son of God is for life, for our salvation. His Son of Man is for his own heart desires, for his liberty. But this is not only is very often ignored, but also very often be misunderstood. Right, I remember in the message talk about, you know, what does it mean, the humanity of Jesus? Usually, when we consider Jesus is Son of Man, and for the building of the church, of the body of Christ, we need the humanity of Jesus, right? But we very often consider, you know, or when we're trying to build up, we still use our own humanity, right? When we go preach the gospel, we think we need to be human. So we need to be, it was very unlikely for us to bring some very worldly element to preach gospel. And that actually won't build up the church. The only humanity can build up a church is the humanity of Jesus. So there's a term in the message called Jesusly human. It's not naturally human or kindly human or calmly human. It's Jesusly human.
Jesus.
And the Jesusly human is not something we really understand, can understand from our own natural person, right? Remember, I would just advertise the PSRP. I also, you know, yesterday, I enjoyed the PSRP so much. So there's a sharing from brother saying, you know, we misunderstand why is Jesus Jesusly human. We probably consider Jesusly human is, you know, he's always very nice, right? Very human. But remember when he is in the temple, right? He overturned the table. He also lose temper. He is zeal. He is burning in zeal for the house of God, right? And that's Jesusly human. And be nice is not necessarily Jesusly human. Remember Peter, when the Lord revealed to disciple that, you know, he was crucified, and Peter say, "Oh, that won't happen to you." But the Lord say, "Satan, get back to me," right? So Peter is so human, so humane, right? And he's not, that is not Jesus the human. So I think that the burden is we really need to eat Jesus himself. Then we will have the humanity of Jesus. Amen. And another thing really I click, yeah, you know, but during yesterday's PSRB is we know, you know, the one type in the Old Testament that really show us what is the humanity of Jesus. That is the meal offering, right? So do we remember what's the ingredient of meal offering? It's fine flour, right? That's literally that signify his humanity. But also oil, right? So humanity, Jesusly human, humanity actually is not just humanity. Actually, it's humanity at blended, mingled with divinity.
Amen.
Right? And there's another element. Actually, two other elements. One is salt. That's his death, right? And another is what? Frankincense. That's his resurrection.
Amen.
So to have his humanity, we need to have fine flour, his humanity, we need to have oil, his divinity, we need to have his death and his resurrection. And we cannot have two other things. We cannot have honey and the leaven, right? The honey and the leaven actually come from our fallen humanity. And in the church life, very often, you know, we bring in honey and leaven and we think that's humanity. That is not. So, but the most important, I think, go back to some sisters share. In order for us to have the humanity of Jesus, we really need to eat him. Eat him as our meal offering. And may this is our everyday practice. You know, we enjoy for the building up of the body.
Amen.
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 Amen. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for giving us the Son of God for life.
Amen.
Thank you for giving us the Son of Man for living.
Amen.
Oh, thank you that you are so available now.
Amen.
Thank you for showing us the difference between the two.
Amen.
Thank you that the enemy will not trick us anymore.
Amen.
As he will guide us every day of our life.
Amen.
Oh, thank you because you are the Son of Man to be expressed.
Amen.
Every day in our life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for grafting us into you.
Amen.
Thank you for restoring us to our humanity.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
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 Give us a hunger to eat you this week.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you that you're the way.
Amen.
I think Jesus
Amen.
Is the way.
Amen.
For your perfect humanity.
Amen.
The life you lived by the Father.
Amen.
This life is accessible to by us.
Amen.
We feel you as the Spirit.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can we all stay for 1 minute? We'll just quickly take a picture. So I think around this side. Can someone ask young people to
come in?
So also.
So this section, can you move to here? We will. We will the picture.